guess, how have these last few weeks of practices have been going for you guys as a team, for you personally?
Yeah, they've been really good, really competitive. Been going at it pretty strong. I think we're just all looking forward to finally getting this season going and playing against other competitions. So,
what did you take away from the scrimmage that you had Sunday?
Against Creighton? Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
I can.
In general.
Okay. No, it was good. I mean, really good. A team, you know, with that, you know, what they did last year and that name, I think they're 15th in the country, so it was good competition. See where we're at early on the year. You know, I'm just really excited, as I said, for the season to start. And, you know, that was just something that it was a good mix because we'd been playing ourselves in practice. And you finally, you know, you get a couple of days to prepare for them, watch film on them. And it kind of just changed up our schedule a little bit. That was good for all of us.
How's the adjustment been going for you as far as, you know, rotating between the three and the four?
Really well. Especially in that scrimmage, that was the first time, you know, obviously I played another team at that position. So I felt really comfortable. I think Coach felt comfortable putting me there. And I look forward to, you know, growing in that position, also at the four or wherever he needs me.
They really kind of beat you guys at Creighton last year in the regular season game. Do you get some confidence in the fact that everything I've kind of heard, you guys were a lot more competitive?
Yeah, I mean, they flat out embarrassed us last year, to be honest with you. That was probably one of our worst games. I think we all know we got better from, you know, that point of the season to the end of the season. So I think we knew if we were to play them at the end of the year, it would have been a different game. But, it was good to, you know, have that same team come into our building before our season starts and, you know, kind of see where we're at this year versus last year, at the end of last year, you know, and keep building on that. So,
how nice is it to be able to go as many as 10 or even 11 deep?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I'm still interested to see what Coach, you know, decides to do, because that's tough to do at this level, to play 10 or 11. But it's great to have that option. If certain guys are struggling, he's got, like you said, five or six guys down the bench that he can confidently put into the game and, you know, can change the altercation of the game. And, you know, you got guys that we didn't have last year, like Sapp and, you know, Ingram, that, you know, a little better defensively, that can change. If it's a defensive game, you can put guys like that in to, you know, really get after the ball. And, I mean, it's just a good change that we didn't have last year.
And going back to playing at the three, how much of a challenge is it defensively to play that position?
It's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, I have things that can help me at that position. My length really helps. I can stay back. You know, I don't have to pressure a guy as much as a certain guy would at the three, because I can stay back. I got long arms, contest a shot, and keep him in front of me. So, you know, the hardest thing for me is chasing him on screens, especially at the beginning of practices. I didn't really know, like, the footwork, and, you know, I'd never played like that. But, you know, it took me maybe a couple days to get used to it, and then same, it's just basketball, so.
Is there anyone in particular that's really kind of caught your attention these last few weeks as you've been going through practices preparing for the season?
No. I mean, the young guys are doing really well. Mm-hmm. Adam's really stepped up. He's a big, you know, really talks well on the defensive end. He's a lot more physical than I thought he'd be coming in when I heard about him in high school. But he's very physical. But other than that, all the guys have, you know, really progressed well since practice has started. But, yeah.
How has Devin changed his game? Is he looking to score even more with Matt not there anymore?
Yeah. I think taking him off the ball, which I think we're trying to do this year, depending on how the point guard situation works out, is really an asset for him. You know, he can score at will. Really, really tough matchup for other guys, being 6'6", 6'7". Who are you going to put on him? You're not going to put a, you know, 6'8 guy on him, because he's going to go right by him. You put a guard on him, he's going to shoot over him. I think you're really going to see that this year, no matter how much they get into him, because that's how they're going to guard him in the Big Ten. He's still going to have a really tough matchup. So, yeah, he can score the ball at will, and, I mean, that's a big asset for our team, and, you know, he's really worked on it. So.
Well, it's a big asset because it leaves opportunities for you other guys, right?
You know, oh, yeah.
Doubling, looking at him.
Right. You know, a guy like that where most of the defensive attention will be on him, you know, if he's scoring like he can, you know, it opens up avenues, because might be the best passer on the team, too. So he gets in the lane, drops down to me, drops down to Adam, kicks out for threes. He's just, you know, a really good player. He's really grown since I've met him as a player and as a person. I'm really happy for him.